Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We rarely have guests on 2 weeks in a row, but we only had him with us for 30 minutes last week, and it was just an amazing interview. He valiantly, successfully litigated against Bayer Pharmaceutical, the Nazi-connected drug company that knowingly infected hundreds of thousands just in the Western world alone with factor VIII filled with HIV and hepatitis C, and it just killed masses of people, and he's exposed these monsters. And then he started getting into election fraud. I know he has his own radio talk show, Ring of Fire, that airs Saturdays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And since I had him on, I've researched him and learned what a great person he is. He's Mike Papantonio, and he joins us for the full hour today. And I said, Mike, so much is going on. I was getting you on about election fraud. We could talk 10 hours about that, but what about the war? And he said, it's a disaster. So I wanted to get his take on that first, but it's great to have you on with us, sir.
Thanks, Al. You know, to start the discussion, I got to tell you something. People ought to read Terror Storm, and they can better understand what is actually going on over there. I know it's hard to promo your own stuff, but I got to promo it for you. People need to read this stuff. I mean, they need to find out these issues that you're talking about are, you know, not to arm yourself with that information is a mistake. Look, you nail it every time you take a look at something like Israel and Lebanon. First of all, let me just tell you this. To think that we're engaged in the type of escalation that we're involved with right now over two soldiers being kidnapped is absurd. The truth is, you know, and I know you know this, Alex, but the invasion of Lebanon has been planned between Israel and the Bush administration as far back as June of this year. You had the American Enterprise Institute meet there in Beaver Creek, Colorado, and Dick Cheney blessed it. Dick Cheney said, we want to do this. We want you to go forward with this. And so this didn't just happen.
This is the October surprise. They're developing it, openly saying Iran, Syria.
You got it, my friend. You know, look, you... When people hear you say that, or they hear me say that, you know what the reaction is? They want to say it can't be true. And I got to tell you something. For me to go on the air and say that this is true, and for you to have written and researched and put as much information as you have out there to try to enlighten people, you don't do that by taking risks. The stuff we're talking about here is real. Look, this whole thing about the clean break philosophy is Cheney's philosophy. It started all the way back when you had a bunch of neocons meet and say that we need to change the balance of politics in the Middle East. We need to trash all of the past Middle East peace accords. We need to trash Oslo. We need to do away with the way we've done business in the Middle East, which is to try to hold things together. And what's happening here, the reason George Bush and this administration, really run by Cheney at this point, but the reason that they're unwilling to say, to demand a ceasefire. Look, you got kids burning up in buildings, and it's not over two kidnapped soldiers.
They're repeatedly bombing with triangulated focused attacks UN bases.
Exactly. And that's not, and for a president, don't you understand, we've never had a president that has been unwilling to say it's time for a ceasefire till we can get to the table and talk about this. And if people don't understand that this is expansionism into Iran and Syria, and you know who's paying for that, Alex? It's not the Israelis. The Israelis aren't paying for these bombs. They're not paying for this military operation. American taxpayers are doing it, and we're getting drawn into this fight. We're getting drawn in such a way that they know that American troops at some point are going to have to be on the ground fighting this war.
Well, Israel's already asking for foreign troops, and I mean, this is so clear. Bush told his biographer in 99 he'd be a war president. His ratings go up every time he does this. He has to do this to smokescreen all of the other scandals and Enron and the corruption. And when we get back, let's continue along this line and then get into the domestic front, how they're turning America into a police state, how they're trying to seize control of our electoral process because they know the people are going to throw them out on their ears at every level. You know, my question for Mike when we get back is George Bush trying to set up an effective dictatorship in the U.S., and is this widening war really about creating a smokescreen to do that? We'll be right back.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We had him on with us last week for a half hour. He's with us for the full hour today. We'll take calls in the second half hour. It's Michael Papantonio. And Mike Papantonio is an amazing individual. I first saw him on national television years ago, and then I saw him up there exposing Bayer, openly murdering tens of thousands of people, putting AIDS virus and hepatitis C in the blood supply, knowingly, just pure wickedness. And then I began to research all the other cases he's been involved in. He's done so much good for our society. When the government and the Congress have been bought off by these people, he's punished them. So I really admire him. And he also has a syndicated radio program on Air America and is on their board of directors, one of the principals there. And we appreciate the direction he's taken it in. They've been getting more and more hardcore exposing what's happening. People have been taking notice of that because we're in very dark times. For stations that just joined us, we were talking about, is Bush trying to set up a dictatorship? And even mainstream headlines are now saying this. The American Bar Association is saying he's trying to declare dictatorial powers with these signing statements. Here's a clip from Bush during the campaign back in 2000 where he told him it'd be easier if this was a dictatorship. Play it.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
And the neocons have said they want another war, they want to attack Iran and Syria, 60-plus countries on the neocon hit list. They need a war coming up into this election. This is their October surprise. They're openly talking about going into Syria, into Iran. They've been twisting the words of the Iranian president, who I'm no fan of, by the way, but really hyping that. And there have been, I went and looked it up. There are routine captures of Israeli soldiers. There are routine captures on the other side. They hyped this out of control. Now they're blowing up ambulances, UN bases. They're killing children. The numbers are much higher than we've been told. Israelis are dying. They're escalating all of this so George Bush can be our wartime president. And now we're not hearing about Iraq, which they promised we'd be out of in 6 months, because it's been put on the back burner publicly, but it's falling apart worse than ever. Mike Papantonio, give us your expertise, your analysis of where you see this is going, and answer that question. With the evidence, can we prove that George Bush is really trying to make himself a dictator?
Well, I mean, if you follow this story, that I know you followed this before, you followed this story before mainstream media, as you usually do. You catch these stories way ahead of time. But, you know, the 10,000-foot explanation, I think what you were talking about with the signing statement, is that any time Congress sends a new legislative bill to be signed by the president has reserved a right to revise the bill or interpret the meaning of the bill in a way that suits his prejudice, whatever it might be. And in fact, he can disregard the intent of the bill on issues like national security or constitutional grounds.
It's de facto legislating right there.
Yeah, you do away with two arms of the government. You do away with the judiciary, you do away with Congress. Here's the kicker. Here's what most people don't understand. This is a president that in 5.5 years has done this 800 times, where he has changed the intent of a bill. Now, to put that in perspective, Alex, if you take 212 years of presidents, if you take 212 years of American democracy, 43 separate presidents, if you take all of that together, it's only been done 600 times in 212 years. This guy has done it, he's 800 times in 5.5 years. Well, what is it that he's signing? And that ties into what we started off talking about. When you see him do one of these presidential signing statements, it always involves things that he typically is trying to avoid personal accountability for.
Well, in the past, a signing statement was just the president's opinion of the bill. It had no legislative or judicial or even executive authority. Look at this. This is what Lou Dobbs said today. Dobbs, why is the president ignoring our laws? Bush, and then it just goes on, with upraised right and left hand upon the Bible, each of our presidents, from George W. Bush to George Washington, has solemnly sworn to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. The American Bar Association claims President Bush has violated the oath by issuing hundreds of signing statements to disregard selected provisions of the laws that Congress passed and he signed. Well, 4 months ago, Bush signed a law that Congress hadn't even passed.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, but if you look at what he signs, Alex, it always involves things like it always somehow ties back to his personal accountability, protecting himself from personal accountability. It's things like the torture issue. It's eavesdropping on American citizens, preventing the media from having access to documents about, you know, his Iraqi war lies, or preventing access to documents that expose his sweetheart deals with the oil or energy industry. I mean, so it's always self-serving. A guy doesn't sign 800 of these signing statements that virtually changes the entire intent of the law. Think about this, Alex. When he signs that, when he comes up with a presidential signing statement, what he's saying to the federal government that's supposed to enforce these various bills, he's saying, you don't really have to do that. All you have to do is read what I have to say about it, and then you have to follow what I have to say about it. George Orwell wrote a great book. I know you've read it. It's called The Animal Farm. Animal Farm talks about the way that in small increments we lose our freedoms. Very small increments. We almost don't understand it. And in that book, he talks about this very type of thing. This is a way that a person gains control of power. And all you have to do is look at the empirical. This isn't something we're just making up. People can go to the Washington Post, they can go to the New York Times, they can go to any major news outlet and see that this guy has signed 800 of these in 5.5 years.
Well, here's another example. He signed papers bringing us into the American Union last year with Fox and Martin of Canada. And then when major media calls them and asks for the documents, they say you have no right to them. Meanwhile, Texas businesses have now been issued new codes saying we're in an American union. So, I mean, he's doing things that we've never seen, the likes of in any free society. And then the domestic police state. that they're setting up. And Tommy Franks, who we then learned was secretly on the PR payroll of Bush when he was buying $1.6 billion in fake news. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fake news, saying one more attack, we go into martial law. Are you concerned if there's another attack staged or some other attack carried out in this country that George Bush may drop the hammer and bring us into full-bore police state?
I can tell you this. I think if you look at what's happening, and it, all of this ties together. It ties together anybody paying attention. If you look at what we just talked about, the signing statements, when we try to find out, at the end of the day, when we try to find out what really happened, how closely did Dick Cheney make the decisions to involve this country, to directly involve this country? Ultimately, it's going to be American lives over there, the American soldiers. It's going to be our, we're already spending the money to pay for this war. It's going to be taxpayers paying. But when we try to find out what really happened, he's going to use the signing statement as some protective mechanism to where we can't get to that. But we know this. We know this. We know that this is the first step, because we know it because they've talked about it for a decade. This is the first step to do to bring into place this clean break policy where we totally trash all of the Middle East peace accords, including the Oslo Agreement. We trash all of that so we can come to the, you know, outwardly we're saying we're trying to come to the aid of Israel. It doesn't have anything to do with Israel. All Israel is the front guy. We're using Israel as the thug here. Israel is the thug that's having to do the dirty work that Americans will not allow this president to do. We've lost 2,600 American soldiers in this war. We spent $400 billion in Iraq. Do you think that he's going to be able to go to the American public and say, now it's time to go into Syria, now it's time to go into Iran? You know what the problem here is, Alex? This ain't just about southern Lebanon, because Russia and China have a direct, they're joined at the hip with Syria and Iran.
Well, let's talk about that more in just a moment, but getting back to Lebanon for just a second before we talk about the treaties that these other countries have with these defense treaties they have with China and Russia, Iran and, of course, Syria. Bush gives Iran an ultimatum a month ago. He tells them, by late July, if you don't do what I say, we're going to start moving against you. And then right on cue, Israel takes regular occurrences, hypes it up, starts invading. Now they're talking about going all the way into Syria,
exactly.
Members of the Knesset. They're hyping this thing. So now please walk us into what you think will happen if the... How this is going to break down? How do you see this unfolding? How will they get into Iran? How will they get into Syria? And what do you think China and Russia will do?
Here's where I see it going. Defeating Hezbollah is a major blow to Iran. You understand that? Because Hezbollah and Iran may as well be talking about the same thing. If Bush can interfere and take out Hezbollah, it's going to be easier for Bush then to sell a war against Iran. He can't sell it to the American people right now. If Hezbollah begins attacking U.S. soldiers on the ground in southern Lebanon, he can sell the war on grounds that they've attacked us first. Either way, he can't lose.
And by securing that area, he can claim that flank has been secured.
Exactly. And he's going to be able to say, he's going to be able to declare victory, and now we're going to be more comfortable with the victory. So he's actually going to talk people into going after Syria and going after Iran. But you know what? He's not going to be the front voice up there. Dick Cheney saw to that all the way back in June when he met with the American Enterprise Institute out in Beaver Creek, Colorado. This isn't stuff we're making up. Go on the internet if you don't believe us.
Now, they've openly said they're going to stage this and do all of this. Talk about body language. Everybody at these meetings there in Beirut and other areas with Condoleezza Rice have solemn, long, ashen faces. And Rice looks like she's Ronald McDonald with these ear-to-ear smirks.
It's
giggling.
She looks like she's on vacation, doesn't she? I mean, if you really look at her...
She looks like she just won the lottery.
Yeah, like she's down... You know, she loves shoes. I don't know if you know that, Alex, but she loves to shop at Gucci. Maybe she's over there shopping. I don't know, but if
doesn't
I was...
Doesn't she spend like $20,000 at a pop or something?
Yeah, yeah. If I'm looking at her right now, I got to tell you this. I don't have a sense of confidence that she's doing what we should do to protect our children. This is not just about us. If somebody's looking at the escalation of what's taking place in Lebanon, they're not thinking about their children.
Well, I mean, why is William Crystal on TV smiling like he just won the lottery?
Because they have won. This is something they've planned for years, and now it's all coming to a head.
You know, it's funny. They kept smiling right after 9/11, too, Mike. Remember? Why are they smiling?
Are we the only people who see him smiling? I don't think so.
Yeah, we'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
What if we had a chance back in 1939 to keep Hitler from invading Danzig and Austria and Czechoslovakia and then Poland? Of course, he staged terror attacks on his own military installations at Gliwice to start that war. That's how he sold the Germans. And I hate to compare Israel to the Nazis, but this is bringing us into a similar mass world conflict that just gets worse and worse. You know, looking at this, Mike, it's like a Ponzi scheme. They've got to get us deeper and deeper and deeper into it because they're already in so much trouble. They're so unpopular with the American people that they've got to get us. In fact, we got a Republican strategy memo 6 months ago saying, we confirmed it was real, barring a huge terror attack or a huge new war, their goose is cooked. The Democrats are going to win. Bush is going to be impeached. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm not even happy with the Democrats either, but we need to get Bush out of there because he's gone further and done worse things than anybody I've ever studied. And I'm quite a history of U.S. history going back to colonial times. I mean, I feel like I'm sitting here watching a train wreck that is about to happen. We've already seen a bunch of other train wrecks. This one's 1,000 times bigger. Do you have that same feeling of just horror? How do we stop this? How do we stop this?
Well, unfortunately, what we're seeing is the kind of the end of the train right now. In 1996, you had the Project for a New American Century that put together this whole plan. The plan, there's three parts to it. First of all, expand Israel's power, take out Iraq, and really subdue the rest of the Middle East in one way or another. And that involved Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia. I mean, go right down the, you know, right down the list. So the point is this. We're seeing all of this that was dreamed up when they had this meeting that took place for the Project for New American Century. You had Paul Wolfowitz there, Dick Cheney there, Don Rumsfeld, Jeb Bush right here from Florida, Dan Quayle, Steve Forbes, William Bennett. You had all of these neocon freaks. And I got to tell you something. You know, I'm not so sold the Democrats can handle this problem anyway. The Democrats have lost their sense of fight. It's going to take more than Democrat infrastructure to change any of this. So don't count on the Democrats to be able to change this.
Well, look at Hillary. She's a hawk.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, if you take a look at the...
My only point is we've got to get a separation of powers again, and I mean, even Ron Paul on my show said that would be, he's a Republican, it would be good for the country for Bush to lose control of the Congress, because right now he's got a blank check. But you're saying, or am I getting from this, you're saying, Mike, that the Democrats are so bought off that even if they win, they may still just go along?
Let me give you a little history. When we had Bill Clinton as president, for 2 years he had a Democratic Congress. Remember that? During that time, had he done what he should have done, and he should have gone after these war hawks that I just read, Don Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, Steve Forbes, Jeb Bush, had he gone after these war hawks then, over the Iran-Contra issue, there was plenty of information that would have put all of these guys in jail. Had he done what he should have done, we wouldn't be going through what we're going through right now. The Democrats have lost their stomach for a fight. You can't show up at a gunfight with a knife. They have to understand that if we do get Congress back, it has to be immediate. There has to be impeachment process starting. There have to be investigations that start. And that's the only way we're going to turn it around.
Let me bring up this facet to you, and then we'll talk about more solutions after the break, and then get a little bit into election fraud and some calls. This is what I see. They plan to balkanize Iraq, break it in three or four parts. That's their own official plan. Balkanize the rest of the region kind of with pinpoint strikes on infrastructure. That's the Israeli plan 83 as well. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem. We're about to get kicked out of Iraq. It's imploding. They're already in armored citadels. They're already in a siege mentality. It's going even worse than the neocons planned for it to with controlled chaos. Now they're talking about going into Iran and Syria, barring a draft. They can't do that, and so it looks like they're trying to escalate us into something really bad so they can basically jack things up.
Exactly, and you know what? They're using Israel. Look, I got to tell you something. Israel's one of the best allies we've ever had, and you know what? You know what I'd love to say to Israel right now? Don't buy into this neocon crazy talk. Don't buy into it. What you're going to do is destabilize that area to where your people will never have rest. They're great allies, but they're getting bad leadership. There's nobody telling them that the moves that they're making are not just destabilizing the Middle East. They're destabilizing the entire damn world. Look, we give Israel $140 billion. We spend about $3 billion in direct assistance to Israel every single year in, year out. And you know what? If they will stand guard for us over there, that's great. We need them. But we can't have them escalate the way that these neocons want them to escalate. It's causing harm to Israel. And you know what? At the level of the average person in Israel right now, they're starting to understand that.
Well, I'm just worried about a helpful terrorist attack, a helpful catalyzing event, as the neocon documents say, occurring here in the U.S. because now they're saying, ooh, Hezbollah may attack us. Hamas may attack us domestically. And then we've got to go to World War III.
Yeah.
I want to get your take on that statement when we get back, sir. And then we'll spend a little bit of time, what we originally got you on for, how the very same neocons are moving to block our electoral voting process in the United States. And yes, folks, the evidence, it's an orgy of evidence. They are stealing elections.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back, my friends. Mike Papantonio is our guest as a syndicated program on Air America, Ring of Fire, with Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. Wow. And he was honoring me during a break, saying he might have me on as a guest sometime. I would love to do that. Your calls are coming up here in a few minutes, in about 10 minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Because of the limits of time, please talk about election fraud. Whether you think there's evidence of it or to the contrary, obviously there's so much evidence it's ridiculous, or on the subject of what's happening in the Middle East and the neocons and what Newt Gingrich and the rest of them are happily calling World War III. You know, sitting here watching this, throughout history, I don't read a lot of science fiction or fiction. I'm into history because that's more entertaining, more shocking, more riveting. Well, you know the old cliche, truth is stranger than fiction. And I look at governments, I look at empires, I look at societies, And this is like the decline of the Roman Empire. Our government, the people controlling it, the corporate interest, the kleptomaniacs that run our society, are on total power trips. They're total warmongers. None of them have served in the military or been in combat. And I remember a New York Times article talking about Richard Perle, when he was still in the Defense Department, walking up at a big Georgetown party and bragging to young, good-looking women that he's going to kill a bunch of North Koreans, and do they know how powerful he is? And there were quotes in there. I mean, this is sophomoric mental illness in policymakers. And so, Mike, I mean, I am scared of these people, and they're giggling, they're snickering, they're smiling, they can't contain themselves.
You know why? Because they've never had to pick up an M16 and fight for their lives. They've never had an AK-47 pointed their way. They've never been there when a smart bomb went off and killed women and children around them or their buddies in a uniform. They are true war sissies. If you look at the people behind all of this, they're all war sissies. Dick Cheney, got 8 deferments simply because he chose not to go. George Bush, who in the hell knows where George Bush was? Karl Rove, the architect behind all this, nobody knows where Karl Rove was. Go down the list of everybody who thinks war is a great and grand thing. It's great and grand until it's their child that has to be sent over there to a war based on absolute utter lies. It's fine with them to escalate in the Middle East until it's their children who have to be vaporized with a bomb. But you won't see them picking up a gun, Alex. You won't see them having any kind of history of actually serving this country. It's always good for somebody else's children. It's always good for somebody else. This thing in the Middle East is going to continue to escalate. And I got to tell you, soccer moms out there that thought that George Bush was a safe bet for them in 2004, they're reeling right now.
Well, that brings me to my next point that I mentioned earlier, but I want to elaborate on it. Mathematically, militarily, the fact is, without a massive million-plus person draft and a huge war buildup, we cannot attack Iran and Syria and then occupy them. And the military has told, I mean, even Enron scammers, like Secretary White, who was an inside buddy of these guys, he told them, look, 500,000 troops, and they said, you need to resign. I mean, they're not even listening to their own generals. Look at how many generals have gone public.
6 generals have said that Iraq is a disaster, that they told this administration not to do it. We were undermanned. We should not be there. And you know what? You know what's interesting right now, Alex? Some new generals are saying that what's happening in Lebanon right now is so explosive that if it gets out of control, America is in peril.
Let me bring this up to you. A separate subject, but the pretext for all of this. 9/11, I had the former head historian for the Marine Corps on, a full colonel, who, of course, is also Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense, saying the 9/11 story doesn't hunt, and he's very conservative, that the evidence points towards, you know, the government being involved, supporting it, letting it happen. There's that whole spectrum of debate. We have Morgan Reynolds, head economist, Department of Labor for this Bush. We have members of the British Parliament, members of Blair's cabinet. We have physicists. We have scientists. We have MI5 agents. We have the former top CIA advisor to George Bush Sr. and Ronald Reagan saying that the official story is a complete fraud. All of these people are going public about 9/11. 9/11 has been the pretext, you know, to build all of this. Give us your take on how they're using 9/11.
You know, I tell you what, I'm way behind the 9/11 stories that you're talking about there, other than the fact that happen in southern Lebanon right now is it's not happening by coincidence. The timing is everything. If you look at George Bush prior to 9/11, he was he was regarded as a total dolt. I mean, the guy was in office, what, a year? We had the stock market crash.
He was sinking.
He was absolutely sinking. Everything was failing on the guy. So all of a sudden, 9/11 changes all that. Well, this, in a sense, is kind of their new chance at a 9/11. It is to escalate the war to the point to where Americans are so fearful that they say, we can't change horses in the middle of the
spring. Why would Hezbollah or Hamas carry out bombings in the U.S., as the neocons are saying they're sure to do, knowing that would bring in a military force to defeat them?
They won't do that. They won't do. But it's good front page stuff. And unfortunately, the mass media
buys it.
Yeah, the mass media buys. Fox News will cover this till you're sick. And everything that they get at, everything on Fox News, all those little trailers they have underneath the pictures, that all comes from directly from the White House, man.
Oh, that's admitted, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Tony Snow is not there by mistake. Tony Snow's there because he's the guy that engineered all that. So when you watch Fox News, understand one thing is at work. It is nothing more than an arm of this administration, an arm that wants to get this damn country involved in World War III.
Well, out of all the crimes they've committed, Mike, one of the biggest is, again, the Congressional Budget Office, General Accounting Office, said this is illegal 2 years ago, and in the last year they spent another $1.6 billion on fake news.
Yeah.
How can you believe anything they say when they're admittedly... I mean, Armstrong Williams is the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. $245,000 to go out and act like he was an independent person promoting Bush's programs.
But you know what? There's some good news here. The good news is people are actually turning to alternative media. 60% of the American public, this is what they believe right now. 60% of the American public believe that the mass media doesn't have the ability to correctly give us the news because they're being stopped by government and corporations.
And so what does Bush do? He moves in with taxes for the internet, regulations,
exactly.
Internet too.
Exactly. Close off what we call citizens' media. Citizens' media is rising up to fill that big void. It's the market taking care of itself.
Well, I'm not tooting my own horn, but if you go do web traffic analysis of PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, just my little sites run by one person apiece, PrisonPlanet.com is as big as the Dallas Morning News
now.
Oh,
sure. Of course. People are looking for the real news right now, Alex, and that's part of this story. That's part of the Southern Lebanon story right now. They're trying to find out what's really happening. And you have people like you. You've got people like Wayne Madsen out there that are reporting, Greg Palast, all these people that are reporting what's really happening, and they're getting it. They understand that this whole thing in Lebanon was planned back in June when the Israelis met with Dick Cheney, and Dick Cheney gave it his blessings. They know.
Why are the neocons, and then I want to talk about election fraud, sir. I've seen arrogance in government. You know, that's par for the course. It's part of the it's part of that animal. But just the insane arrogance where their own documents are public, all their crimes are public, and they just giggle and laugh and just expand the fraud.
Well, right now they know they have a Supreme Court in their pocket. They know they have Congress in their pocket, a Senate in their pocket. They have virtually the media in their pocket. They have plenty to laugh about because what's happened is the American public has allowed this to happen, and now we're waking up and we're understanding what in the hell do we do now? They are arrogant. If you don't think that's a look of arrogance on Condi Rice's face as she sits there across the table with the Israelis, if you don't think that that's a look of arrogance, then you just don't know people. And unfortunately, same thing with Richard Pearl, Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld, Dick, you know, Bush is treating like this is a big frat party. That's his mentality. This is a big frat party. So your observation is exactly my observation.
Well, now that you bring him up, you know, I'm a Texan, you're a Southerner. He is, and I'm not knocking people in Connecticut or in Maine, but literally, I've been out to his ranch. It is a Hollywood set. He's scared of horses.
Yes.
And, you know, to somebody who's done a lot of cowboy work back in high school, it's insulting. I'm just tired of people saying, oh, look at Texas. You know, a village somewhere in Texas is missing an idiot. He is not ours. He does not come from the South or Texas.
You're absolutely right. Of course, you know, when the Dixie Chicks tried to say that, the Dixie Chicks were, if you really talked to them about what they meant when they attacked him, they said, look, he's an embarrassment to Texas.
We're probably going to have them on the show soon. They're big fans.
Oh, great, great. You know, they're just such heroes. They are absolute heroes.
Well, you notice what happened, too. They quit playing their CDs, their songs, and in fact, I know their dad, and in the next year, their sales roughly doubled. So
yeah.
I guess, in a way, it's kind of good to be blacklisted.
Oh, man, we promote them like crazy. Matter of fact, one show we did, we had all of their music. They are. Listen, Alex, can you imagine what courage that took? Can you imagine what kind of courage it took to make that stand?
That was early on.
Yeah, you and I do this. I mean, you know, we do this every day, but we're not out there trying to sell records. These people, their livelihood depended on it, and they went after this guy when they should have.
Let me bring something else into this. Yeah, when they should have done, according to the conventional wisdom, what Britney Spears doing, said, just don't question Bush, do whatever he says. Remember
God,
that?
What an idiot.
But Shifting gears yet again, if you're going to be arrogant, if you're going to set up an effective dictatorship, if you're going to circumvent people's liberties and the Constitution, you've got to somehow short-circuit the vote. And the problem with the election fraud is there's too much evidence. I mean, we've had their own employees go public and say it's a fraud. We've caught them stealing elections. We've had the heads of the companies in Ohio saying they're going to give the election to Bush. Then they do it. Yeah. And still, some people in America, I think, can't believe the horror of the fact, just like you can't believe that Bayer puts AIDS in drugs on purpose, they just can't believe that our elections are being stolen. Can you speak to that, and we'll take a few calls?
Yeah, Bobby Kennedy and I had to actually file a lawsuit a couple of weeks ago because the Democratic leadership didn't have enough guts to do it. The media, mainstream media, is the story that they simply don't understand. They really don't understand the story. But if you believe that the U.S. has a system of legitimate voting that's anyway superior to third world countries or banana republics, then you haven't followed these voting scandals since Bush was appointed president. I mean, the 10,000 foot, Ohio. 80,000 times votes were registered for John Kerry, but more than 80,000 times those same machines mystically registered those same votes for Bush. One jurisdiction in Ohio where there are only 800 registered voters had 4,000 Bush voters, had 4,000 registered for George Bush. And it's not just Republicans. It's going on in districts where you have something as simple as a developer who wants to have three new county commissioners put on because he wants a new development to come through. So it's very local, too.
Well, how does Senator Hagel, how is he the majority owner on the company that where all the votes are cast in Nebraska, and then he is elected by his own machines when he was 15 points behind in his first election?
Exactly. ES&S. And then he lied about it. He went to Congress, raised his right hand, and lied to Congress about the fact he told them he didn't even have ownership in the company. This is a guy in charge of our politics in Washington these days. Or how about Odell? How about Wally Odell? Wally Odell with Diebold comes out with Diebold. He comes out and he says, look, I got to do everything I can to make sure that George Bush wins as president. And you know what? In Ohio, that's exactly what he did. But it's not. This is not a partisan issue, Alex. This is not a partisan issue. Both parties are doing this. And the truth is, it's destroying democracy. We can't have democracy if people are someday going to have to show up at polling booths and have people with M16 standing there.
Here's a $64 million question. How do we remove these Diebold and Sequoia and other systems that have been absolutely certified to be scams?
Well, the only way to do it is you have to take their money away. You have to do what Bobby and I are trying to do. What we learned in the tobacco litigation is the only thing that these people react to is to take their money away. And the only way to do that is to we're filing QI-TAM cases, whistleblower cases, all over the country. And one by one, we're going to go after them. And I'm going to be sitting, I got to tell you something. I will be sitting across the table taking these people's depositions. They're going to have to answer questions that they never thought they'd have to answer because they knew we had a Republican Congress that wouldn't allow us to ask questions.
And that's your big case that's coming up.
We got a bunch of them coming up. But what we're having to do is we're actually having to file these.
So the key is get the depositions, drag these CEOs in, have the witnesses, get the documents, and sink them one by one.
Exactly what we did on tobacco, exactly what I do on every pharmaceutical case I handle. That's the methodology. It's the only thing that these people react to.
Well, I want to say this. Lawyers are a symptom of the society we're in. I believe, and I said this on air, that I don't want any, quote, reform of the law system because all of these suits, that is in response to the out-of-control corruption of these corporations. Now, certainly, there are bad lawyers and bad cases and bad people out there, and there are frivolous lawsuits. But I want to be able to go out and get a good lawyer who's a friend of mine to defend me when a bad lawyer and a bad litigant comes after me. So when you hear these calls out there to restrict trial lawyers, that is to restrict one of the few remedies we've got left.
Yeah, let me just tell you something. We're out of remedies on this voting machine. If Bobby and I fail on this litigation, we'll never know what happened.
It's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. Let's talk to BL in Texas. BL, thanks for holding. You're on the air with our guest. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
Since I've gotten back from the L.A. Symposium, I've given away over 50 of your Terror Storm videos.
Oh, good. Thank you.
I've gotten more positive feedback than I have in the 8 years I've been giving away your films. It is your best work.
Well, thank you. It's got a professional Hollywood Symphony score. It's got, but I mean, it's the information that's powerful, but yeah, it's our best film. Thank you.
Well, I've got 300 blank DVDs here waiting to burn. But let me preface my question on vote fraud.
Sure.
By saying that I want to thank both of you for your good works. But given that three of the four branches of government have been unlawful since before the War for States' Rights, before the 14th Amendment, the state legislatures no longer elect the senators, and somewhere between the third and fifth editions of Black's Law, the United States of America became the United States. Why should we care about vote fraud for an unlawful government?
Well, let me just say this. There's been a lot of corruption, a lot of problems, a slow erosion of liberties, and then fights to try to get it back, and two steps forward, three steps back. But now we're reaching, you know, the flashpoint, the apex, the total takeover. And so you're right. There's all these other problems, but we've got to fix this one right now. This is the big enchilada, the big tomato. Comments, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, America our democracy is the envy of the world. At least it was 6 years ago. It was absolutely the envy of the world. And one reason that we were the envy of the world, our democracy was, is because you knew it was one man, one vote, as close as possible. When we lose that, it's all downhill from there.
Well, I mean, they are destroying our Republican form of government. Our republic is being dismantled. BL, anything else?
Gentlemen, I don't want to live in a democracy. I want to live in a constitutional republic with states' rights.
BL, you want to finish up briefly after the break? I'll give you a little bit after the break because I want to get where you're going. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Welcome back. Final segment. I know I have the callers holding forever. We'll try to jam as many of you in as we can, Sasha, Mike, and others. But real fast, BL, your point about us being a republic, absolutely. The point is the people's right in that democratic process is being removed. Finish up what you were saying, Mike, in Texas. BL in Texas.
Well, democracy, as we all know, is three wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. I don't want to be a U.S. citizen, a 14th Amendment citizen. I want to be a citizen of a sovereign state that adheres to its original constitution and is a member of the Constitutional Republic of these United States America.
Thank you, BL. I appreciate your call. Mike, he's making the point that since the amendment in 1913 to remove our senators to Washington, that the states have become vassals of the federal government.
That's always been the conflict between federalism and states' rights. And, unfortunately, right now it's upside down on the federal side. So.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. Sasha in Missouri, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. It's an honor to speak with such good doers.
What's on your mind?
My quick question is, how do we reconcile these obviously corrupted voting machines with the need to get these bad guys out of office by 2006? And will your court case happen in time to legitimize that election?
The best we can hope for is that the case comes out from under seal. Right now it's under seal. The U.S. attorney has it. We can't talk about it until it comes out. If it comes out under seal before this November election, this is some startling stuff, and even the indolent, idiotic mainstream media has to pick up on it.
Thank you, Sasha. I appreciate that call. It's going to get more and more obvious, though. I mean, if we start having King George III, King George V, Jeb VIII, Barbara X, and then the polls say 90% of us don't like them, it's going to be pretty obvious it's a fraud.
Yes. Well, unfortunately, it has to be a Ralph Reed kind of deal where it's so heavy-handedly one side that they can't fix it.
Mike in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to address something that I'm not sure anybody's really addressed. We have the New World Order that has a planned destruction of America. I believe part of that is that, for one, George Bush is not as ignorant as we think he is, and that really what we see going on in the Middle East right now could possibly be a planned destruction for the military, because our military is really the last great superpower that could even stand in the way of what they really want to do.
Yeah, globalism, the globalist. I was just up at the Bilderberg meeting covering that a month ago in up in Ottawa, Canada. Yeah, this whole globalism where these corporations come in and create extra national organizations to then supersede national sovereignty. Mike, your take on that?
Well, I think you give too much credit to George Bush. I interviewed Yossi Shiromi one time, who was his MBA Harvard professor. He said he's never met a duller wit in his life. So I think everything Bush does is basically knee-jerk. I mean,
he's certainly a puppet, but what about his handlers? They're cunning.
Well, his handlers are cunning, but I think corporate America, the only reason I would disagree with where you're headed with that, is corporate America needs stability to make money. And at the end of the day, it's that money that they care about.
Well, no, I agree with that statement. So is corporate America trying to pull Bush's chain back in? It seems like they're letting him go.
Well, they're letting him go only because it's a quid pro quo. It's exchange. You give us, multi-billion-dollar tax cuts. You let us deregulate everything. You do whatever the hell you want to do on an international level.
Vetoes bills.
No,
he spent more money than all presidents before him combined. How is that conservative?
Well, it's not conservative, and the very idea that there used to be, the Republican Party really did used to stand for something that was real, and that was that fiscal conservative, that they were never willing to start a unilateral war. They were never willing to escalate and be adventurism, have adventurism determine where we're going. But it's not a Republican Party anymore. It's a corporatist party.
Well, Mike Papantonio, it's been a real honor to have you. I know you're a very busy man, and I hope folks will tune into your Saturday program from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Ring of Fire on Air America stations around the country. And
Well, thank you for the invitation. You do great work. I mean, you were doing this before anybody thought about doing it, and that's that paves the way for
God bless you, Mike. Take care.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.